You are listening to KCNI, KBBN. This is Emily Barnett, along with Broken Bow Mayor Rod Sonicson in the studio with us following a hectic weekend. Rod, thanks for being here.
You bet. You bet. Kind of a crazy weekend for sure.
Yes. And you said you're a little sore, a little sunburned. I'm sure you're not the only one.
Right, right. It did get a little heated yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that was our first day of recovery, of course. And I've seen thousands of people coming together just to try to recover from such a mess. And if you had a tree, you had problems.
Pretty much, especially an older tree. And of course, we're referring to that crazy storm that hit town on Saturday night in just a short amount of time, causing so much damage with those, I think the airport clocked a 90-mile-per-hour wind gust.
Correct.
And just all of the trees down and the trash and the destruction that it caused, knowing it could always be worse, but, you know, we're thankful that it wasn't, but there's still a lot of cleanup to be had.
There is a lot of cleanup. And as I spoke with the street department, which the street department went out right away, actually before the rain had stopped, in anticipation of blocked streets. And they worked well after midnight just to make a path through a lot of those. So then we started our recovery efforts with some of the city crew on Saturday morning, Sunday morning, opening up the tree dump, and made that command decision to open it up for free. And actually all week, we will have that open for all week. And just as some extra recovery efforts to try to ramp this up, that we have no questions asked. No, normally in a situation like a citywide cleanup, contractors, of course, weren't part of that. It was the residents. And had made a few phone calls to some of the contractors. So the contractors are going to get in there free just to try to get this town recovered as well. There's a lot of people that don't have the capabilities. They can't haul. They have no chainsaws. Right. And they need that recovery too. So I think in a combined effort, just a lot of good people doing a lot of hard work.
Yes, absolutely. Just to get the town back to normal. And you said that tree dump is going to be open all week long. And is that going to be open for free for community members all week long?
Yes, it will. It's going to be free all week. In my talks with the street department shortly after, and also really close to that midnight mark, we made a determination trying to figure out how many days. And with the information we got and the in our drive around and stuff, it will take the entire week.
Wow. And what are the hours of the tree dump for people who will try to take a load, you know, when they can? What are the hours going to be?
The hours will be 10 to 5:30. And normally it's closed during the lunch hour. We will have somebody volunteering so we can run it straight on through. So it will be open during the noon hour. So if that's your only chance to get there, that's the time. It is getting filled up pretty fast, by the way, but rest assured, we have some good people in the city that are making those adjustments and preparing for such. So,
right. When on Sunday, the tree dump was open for about, you said, 7 hours? And how many loads did you all see in that amount of time?
416 loads, starting at 10 o'clock till 7 o'clock, which there was no break in between. At one time, I believe we had 14 people dumping at one time. The traffic was blocked and actually lined up all the way down 13th. So huge amount of people coming. And but 416 loads. And that averaged about every 59 seconds there was a load. And some of those were very huge. Mm-hmm. The morale was really good for after having to go out in that sun and do that. So I was really glad for all the citizens. The pride that I seen was enormous. And I'm glad that I volunteered to go up there. Of course, it's a Sunday, and we have minimal people on staff. But between Darren Martin, the street superintendent, and I, and my lovely wife keeping tally, we survived the entire day. And it was a long day, but and as I've drove through there this morning, I see a steady flow of traffic going the same way. So I want to thank everybody for helping your neighbor. Probably 20% that I seen up there on the hill on Sunday were helping their neighbors, just helping to recover the entire city. So my hat's off to those that help the neighbors that can't, or helping those that can't. So,
absolutely, just seeing everyone to come together, and what happens with all those trees and limbs that are being dropped off at the tree dump? What happens to those?
In that particular area there, we will actually burn those. Mm-hmm. Of course, the vegetation's really soft now because they were fresh trees, mm-hmm. and we'll intermix those with some dried woods. And eventually burn.
Okay, gotcha. Is there anything else? You know, how's the city looking in terms of power outages? I've heard those were kind of, you know, spread out through Anselmo to Litchfield. You know, different power situations throughout the area. But anything else Broken Bow related? Any other damage that you're aware of?
No, we had. There was a few areas that were of concern because of the trees falling. And the electrical department was on that right away. Mm-hmm. So besides just a few flickers, I believe Broken Bow stayed online, believe it or not, the entire time.
That's great. Great. Was there anything else from Saturday night's storm or in the continued cleanup efforts that you would like to add and share with our listeners?
Well, it's kind of a heartbreaking thing, especially when you see a tree laying on your house or on your vehicle. And we will have worse storms in the future. We've had worse in the past. And don't give up on it. This is a quick fix. Not really quick, but it could have been a whole lot worse, especially with the funnel clouds and stuff that were actually reported east of town. Mm-hmm. So it could have been a whole lot worse. I know there is some damage to some of the businesses and residents, but to a point where nobody got hurt. Mm-hmm. And we can only pray for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Mayor Rod Sonicson, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck at the tree dump and throughout town throughout the week. Thank you so much for joining us. And our hearts go out to everyone who's working on that cleanup. And just as a town, we can continue to work together, and we appreciate your help.
You bet. Great people doing great things. Yeah.